when you were on the farm, we talked about hogs. What other kinds of animals would you have on the farm?
Well, the thing that I know of, you mean for eating purposes or just animals?
Just in general.
Well, you'd have hogs and cows and horses and mules and a jackass and if you wanted to, and if for the male cow or beast, that's a bull or what have you. And the male hog, and well, I don't know, that's about all we'd have around here.
What would you call a male cow? I mean, the male horse?
Well, he's a stud horse. Or a stallion.
Mm-hmm. And say you're when you have two mules that work together, what do you have an expression for the two of them? Like
just
that?
A pair of mules.
A pair of mules.
Yes, that's what I'd say.
What do you usually call a female horse?
Well, that's the mare.
And we talked about cows. What would you call a little one when it's first born?
Well, that's a calf.
Do you have any kind of expression like, say you had a cow maybe named a Daisy and she was about to, she was expecting a calf.
Well, you say she was fixed to come fresh.
Come fresh.
that's it. That's what we always call it. She's getting ready to come fresh now. We'll have a good milk cow.
What kind of pets might you have on the, did you have around?
Well, there's cat and dog, coons and possums, and I've had fox and the best pet in the world is a polecat, an old skunk. Yes, sir, that's the cleanest pet you ever seen. Back whenever I was just an old boy, World War I. World War I, coon, possum, and polecat, fox, all that hide went up. Man, that's when I made the money to buy my .22 Ford, catching coons and things. And this is getting kind of close to home, but a polecat, that musk, is right on each side of his rectum. And he's got a little worm-looking thing that when he throws his tail over his back, them sticks out. That's what he shoots that musk on you with. And there's a pocket on each side of his rectum. And I've had them. I've caught them, little bitty polecats, and take just like trimming a hog, and split that, and take that pocket out of there, bag of that stuff, and it makes the nicest pet you ever seen. But he wouldn't live but about 2 years. And he'd stay right around the house. He'd catch every roach. And if anybody come there, strange, anything come there, he'd out on the porch down there at home. He'd run back and pat his foot. I know you saw him do it. Well, sir, he's the best thing around the house you ever seen. But he wouldn't live but about 2 years because there was a tube from there into his intestines. I went into one to look. But the stuff that makes that musk, that stuff that stinks so bad, he eats the stuff and it goes through that tube and it keeps right on building right on regardless, see? And it'll build up and get into his stomach and kill him.
It's kind of poisonous, huh?
I reckon it'll kill him after it builds up. And now you can go and have him de-skunked, they call it, for the veterinarian. And he has to operate and go in there and take that tube completely out of him. Then it can't go, it goes on out of him, see? Right on through it. But now that's the nicest pet you ever seen in the world. It's just the sweetest thing to be around.